Talk to Dad.
Welcome to the Talk to Dad podcast, episode 36. And today I have with me a full table, full podcast full of young boys.
Almost full. There's another seat.
Yeah. So we have Henry. Hey, Henry.
Hey.
We have Henry's friend, Jacob, who's been on the podcast before.
Hello.
Welcome back, Jacob.
Thank you.
You're back.
Returning guest. And we have William.
Hello.
How's it going, everybody?
Good.
Yeah. Good.
Good.
Yeah, so we're recording this on the Saturday before the Super Bowl. Is everyone having a good Saturday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Turns out my dad is going to the Super Bowl.
He's going to the actual Super Bowl in Houston?
Yeah.
That's fun. I've never been to the Super Bowl.
Me either. Is it in Houston?
I bet that'll be a lot of fun, though.
Yeah.
None of the rest of your family's going, just your dad?
Yeah.
Is he excited?
Yeah, he says it's for work.
Oh, yeah.
The one at Fair Park is the Cotton Bowl, right?
Cotton Bowl. But the Super Bowl is not a stadium. It's the championship of the NFL that they play every year.
And the historical one is called the Dust Bowl.
But when he says it's for work, he's not lying because it was someone in his work office that had an extra ticket, so.
Yeah. So that's pretty exciting. So do you guys know who the teams are in the Super Bowl?
Atlanta Falcons and New England Patriots.
Yeah, yes. I don't really watch sports, but I still like Super Bowl parties just for the stuff that isn't sports.
The New England Patriots and the Atlanta Falcons. Did you know that, Henry?
Huh.
Not really?
No.
The Super Bowl is like the big finale, right?
Yeah, it's the last game of the year, the big championship game between the best team in the NFC and the best team in the AFC. It's like the two conferences in the NFL.
Yeah. Technically not the last of the year, but like the last of the
last
season.
Of the season.
Yeah. Wait, who do you guys think is going to win?
I don't know. I don't watch sports.
Do you care who wins? So New England Patriots have been there. They were there last year. In fact, they won it last year, right?
Yeah, okay. I think so.
Isn't New England in Canada?
Pretty sure they won last year.
I don't know.
Played the Carolina Panthers and they won.
Yeah.
Isn't New England in Canada?
No, New England is close to Canada. So I used to live in New England when I was a little boy. When I lived in New Hampshire, that's part of New England.
Oh, yeah.
So New England is like a group of states that includes Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. So those 6 states. It's all up in the northeastern corner of the country.
Okay, random fact about groups of states. 4 of them used to be one, and they're the largest state until it split up.
I used to think that New York was part of New England.
Yeah. It's next to New York, but New York's its own state, so yeah. It's not really considered part of New England. So New England Patriots were there last year, and the Atlanta Falcons haven't been to the Super Bowl in like 19 years or something like that, for a long time.
Yeah, I kind of want the Falcons to win.
I kind of want the Falcons to win, too. I'm going to be rooting for the Falcons. I don't care that much. Like, I won't be sad if they don't win, but it's better to watch a game if you're rooting for somebody. So I'll probably be rooting for the Atlanta Falcons.
Has anyone ever tied at the Super Bowl?
No, because it goes into overtime.
Yeah, they do overtime at the end, especially on the Super Bowl. I mean, you can't have a tie at the end of the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but
it has to be a Super Bowl champion.
It would be weird to have like a second Super Bowl.
So even if you guys aren't into football, I bet there's at least something you like about the Super Bowl.
The advertisements?
Yeah, the commercials are usually pretty good.
Yeah, last year they were really good.
There was his commercials.
Last year, yeah, the Puppy Monkey Baby advertisement wasn't funny at all. It was just creepy.
Sometimes they're creepy. Sometimes they're weird. But usually you get like more interesting commercials than you do just on an ordinary TV show.
Yeah.
Usually. Sometimes they haven't been as good. But Super Bowl commercials are known for being pretty good, pretty fun. Companies spend a whole bunch of money because it costs a whole bunch of money to buy a commercial during the Super Bowl. So that's why they try to make it be like the best commercial or the commercial that everybody talks about. Like, hey, did you see that weird monkey commercial?
I mean, people definitely talked about that one.
Yeah. Well, I guess if you think about it, Will, the tie, they would have to split the trophy in half.
But that's not a trophy.
Exactly. Yeah, it's a chainsaw trophy.
So then nobody wins.
And
nobody gets a physical prize.
Yeah.
There's at least one more reason why you guys like the Super Bowl.
Is there even trophy?
Food.
The food, exactly. Yeah.
But sadly, we won't be doing a full blowout because my dad won't be here, so.
Yeah. Are you going to have some food and snacks, though?
I don't know.
Wait, are we doing the Super Bowl here?
No, we got invited to some other people like that we go to church with invited us.
Oh, over. The Petersons?
Petersons, yeah.
Yeah.
Are we going to edit up their names?
No, it's fine. There's lots of people named Peterson.
That's true.
True.
But they're having a Super Bowl party, so I'm gonna fix some stuff to bring over there. I'm going to make some chicken wings with, like, Korean barbecue sauce on them.
Ooh, that sounds
good. I really like it. Lately, I've been really enjoying this Korean sauce called gochujang sauce. It's kind of like, it's based on hot peppers, and it's a little bit sweet and has some kind of fermented soybeans in it. But it's really good. I'm going to make chicken wings with that. And I'm also going to make, like a crazy loaf of bread that has... You okay over there? That has, like, melted cheese and pepperoni inside it.
I made a comic about chicken wings. It was where, like, this chicken was eating something, and the chicken came over and was like, "Hey, are you eating chicken wings?" And he said, "Oh, no, I'm eating buffalo wings." And the other chicken's like, "Oh, okay."
Yeah, buffalo have really good wings.
Yeah.
They're smaller, though. You would expect the buffalo wings to be much bigger. But
yeah. I really like tiny. Buffalo wings.
You know why they're called buffalo wings?
Because they're spicy.
Anybody know?
Because buffalo
cattle. Yeah, trivia right now.
And
the rate of buffalo.
Nope.
Because buffaloes are easy to capture.
Did the Native Americans create it or something?
They're spicy.
No, they're called buffalo wings.
Something to do with buffaloes.
Because they're good.
They're called buffalo wings because they were invented in Buffalo, New York.
Oh, yeah, I think I've heard that before.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that's why. So the name of the city is Buffalo. It's up. It's kind of far away. It's closer to Canada than New York City.
So wait,
that's where they were invented. Was Buffalo, New York.
So does wait, Buffalo Wild Wings serve joke. Buffalo wings?
So were apples invented?
I was a little too fast on that.
So were apples invented in the Big Apple? Okay, he said something.
Yeah, but
and you're laughing. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, everyone.
Yeah, and then what else? There was one other thing I was going to make. I can't remember.
Nachos?
I was going to make some avocado dip and chips. Yeah.
Close to nachos.
So that'll be exciting. So between the food and the commercials and the football, and it's just kind of fun.
Yeah.
So I'm excited for it. What else is going on? Anything else going on exciting?
Emma's birthday is coming up on the 16th.
Your sister's birthday is coming up?
Yeah.
So, Stranger Things. So, I keep on procrastinating playing the viol, and then I'll have to play it, like, late at night, like, when it's dark outside. And after watching Stranger Things, like, that, like, terrifies me.
Have you seen Stranger Things, Jacob?
No.
William and Henry just started watching it. I'm fast-forwarding through parts that maybe they shouldn't be watching. There's only a couple places. But it's a good show. It's very scary. Very
creepy. I really like it. It's not only scary,
it's creepy
but also
and suspenseful.
It's not only creepy, it also has like a good plot too. I like 11.
Yeah, good characters. I like the kids that are in it are really good.
Yeah. What about a series of unfortunate events?
Okay, I love that show. I love the Netflix original series.
The new Netflix one? It's really good, huh?
I've read the books too. And they actually follow the books really well.
Yeah, because the guy who wrote the books actually wrote the screenplays for Netflix. So
I like the part where
when
Count Olaf breaks the fourth wall by like they're talking about how they are going to movie theaters like I never really liked movie theater. I've always preferred watching TV within the comfort of your own home, and he smiles at the camera.
Yeah, he always does stuff like that. I saw a commercial that Count Olaf did on for Facebook, and it was like he was talking about the actor Neil Patrick Harris how he's not that good looking, but maybe one day.
Do you guys know?
One day when he gets older, maybe he could play interesting characters and be attractive, but I wouldn't count on it.
Okay.
It was kind of funny.
If you guys have if you guys have noticed, do you know why Lemony Snicket is always on the run? If you read that poster in his room, it says fugitive.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's because in the books, it's like it talks about how. He faked his death and stuff.
Lemony Snicket did?
Yeah.
And they even have
the narrator's sort of part of the book, too.
Yeah,
I like how add, like, tiny hints about lore. Like, they'll, like, mention VFD, like, really, like, quickly. Or, like, someone, like, mention Lemony Snicket, like, randomly.
Yeah.
Yeah, for instance, the optometrist's letter thing just said VFD, VFD, VFD.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I've got a few things we can do. We're going to... we don't need like a full podcast today because we've already recorded a treat yourself. No. So we're going to have this be a little bit shorter, but we have some things to talk about. We have some news and we have some either or. So let's dive right into it. Let's do some news.
Now your tomorrow morning's headlines tonight.
Okay, so the first news story I have here relates to what we were talking about earlier, which is Super Bowl food. One of the best Super Bowl snacks out there. Have you ever had seven-layer dip?
No. Well, yes. Yes.
Seven-layer dip is good.
Yeah.
So usually when people make it, there's like different people make it differently. Sometimes it's actually seven layers. Sometimes it's different. But usually there's like cheese layer, a sour cream layer, a guacamole layer, a bean layer, and maybe some other stuff. And you dip chips into it. Well, Dwayne The Rock Johnson's movie studio created the world's largest seven-layer dip.
This is
from the United Press International on February 2nd. A California studio founded by the actor Dwayne The Rock Johnson created the world's largest seven-layer dip. Seven Bucks Digital Studio, co-founded by Johnson and his manager and production partner Danny Garcia, claimed the Guinness World Record for largest layered dip with their 540-pound creation.
Hey, you know what The Rock's favorite type of music is?
Jazz?
Yeah, jazz.
You like jazz? You like jazz?
No, it's not rock and roll.
It took more than 5 hours to prep and complete the dip, as four people poured the ingredients into a 100-gallon fish tank at the Los Angeles studio. A spokesperson for the Guinness Book of World Records said, "It was exciting to see the passion that went into creating something so fun and extraordinary. I'm delighted to welcome Seven Bucks Digital Studios to the Guinness World Records family." There's a video you can see online of it if you go on YouTube. And it's this giant fish tank that's full of the layer dip. So you can see the layers on the inside of the fish tank.
What are you going to do? Swim in it?
When did they get the time to do this?
They took the 5 hours to do it. They took it out of their schedule. I guess when you work for The Rock, you know, you do what he tells you to. I wouldn't want to cross him. All right. It says the final product consisted of 153.6 pounds of refried beans, 76.8 quarts of sour cream, with 9.6 pounds of seasoning, 76.8 pounds of cheese, 38.4 quarts of guacamole, 38.4 quarts of tomatoes, 19.2 quarts of green onions, and 37.2 quarts of black olives on top. That's a lot of seven-layer dip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw a picture of the seven-layer dip, and it was this huge fish tank. And what it made me think is, I don't know how you'd ever eat it, because if you dipped like a chip into it, you'd only ever get the first, maybe the second layer.
Well, that's
you would need like a huge shovel.
This is
a tortilla. Shovel it out.
You get like a fried tortilla.
A fried tortilla? Or like a giant tortilla? And you could scoop into it like a shovel?
Well, you could get a tortilla. Giant fried. Well, you could get a leaf blower, suck it all in, get a really big chip, and then...
Or maybe what you should do is just like do a cannonball into the seven-layer dip.
Yeah. And then you could just eat your way out. You could drown and then eat your way out.
No, you could drown and then you could die.
Henry.
I would drown. Huge seven-layer dip.
It if also I was says, in there swimming, I would drown doing and then something die. I love eating.
At the end, yeah, he died doing something he loved. Eating seven-layer dip.
Yeah.
It says at the very end of the article that once the dip was completed, it was donated to the Midnight Mission Homeless Shelter. So the homeless shelter got, how big was this? A 540-pound seven-layer dip. All the seven-layer dip they could eat, I'm sure.
I feel like I should feel slightly bad, because how do you know they're not going to try saving some, and then they're going to save it too long, and it's going to go bad?
Oh, that always happens.
Yeah.
Then it gets, seven-layer dip, when it goes bad, probably is really bad, because it gets all brown and gross.
Yeah.
Moldy. Mm-hmm. Then it has, like, you know, 8 or 9 layers.
Then you could call it... Wait. Then you could call it cheese.
Yep.
Just be like, yeah, it's really bad tasting cheese.
Yes. All right. Next story. The Bronx Zoo is having a very special Valentine's Day promotion where you can name your loved one or your not-so-loved one after one of their cockroaches.
So that sounds like a problem.
The Bronx Zoo, which is a very good zoo in New York City, has Madagascar hissing cockroaches. Have you ever seen one of these, Henry?
No.
They're I'm pretty sure they're in like the Dallas Zoo insect
room. They're like 2 inches long, some of them.
Yeah.
And they make a hissing noise.
Tasty.
They're really big cockroaches.
Do you think
so? For Valentine's Day, they're doing a special promotion where for $10, you can name a cockroach after someone you love or don't love very much. And they'll give you a certificate. If you want the bigger package that costs from $35 to $50, you can name a cockroach and also get a box of chocolates and a plush roach to give your friend Maisie.
I don't know if that would end well because people could like... Say they had a giant snake. The snake could possibly think the plushie was an actual giant cockroach and end up eating it. And then you'd be like, no. But then your snake would, I think, would die.
No, the snake would be very content from the tastiness.
So, William, who would you name a cockroach after?
Fido.
Your girlfriend?
No.
That'd be a very romantic gesture. I bet that you'd really like that for Valentine's Day.
No, my girlfriend is Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper is your... Well, I'm glad she's an educated girl.
No, actually, it used to be Dr. Pepper. Now it's Big Red.
Yeah. Is she a little bit large? Does she have red hair?
Yeah.
Or is it one of those...
We make out a lot.
Ooh. Yeah.
Because...
Is she one of those... You're talking about the drink. I thought you were talking about the gum. There's a gum called Big Red, too.
Oh, no, the drink.
The drink, yeah.
There used to be, when I was a kid, there used to be a commercial for Big Red Gum that would say, kiss a little longer, make it last a little longer.
Ew. Ew.
With Big Red. Ew.
What year was this?
So, you're talking about the Big Red drink.
Yeah, it tastes like bubblegum. I love it.
Yeah.
It was, I don't know, it was like in the 70s and 80s. It was a commercial that ran a long, long time.
But
People my age all know that commercial.
I didn't live when things were black and white. Did the advertisement show them chewing Big Red while they're riding a horse to their school?
There was a lot of people doing a whole bunch of different things.
Or like on a horse-drawn carriage.
There was lots of things. There might have been people riding...
It's probably in black and white.
...horses. So I wonder how many people name the cockroach after someone they like and how many people name the cockroach after someone they hate.
What about if they name it after their favorite food?
I kind of think more dislike, too. Maybe a lot of ex-girlfriends and ex-boyfriends get named after cockroaches.
Then they can send them or send it to people they hate.
Yeah. There's a video on YouTube of their Name-A-Roach program advertisement. I was going to play it, but then I watched it, and it's all instrumental. It's got like this kind of cute love song playing, but then it's got cockroaches crawling across a phone and... It's got a cockroach doing something called Wilder. It's kind of like Tinder, and it's like swiping left and swiping right until it finds its cockroach match.
If you think about it, that say you have 3 exes, you could get one cockroach, one ex for each word.
Yeah, that'd be pretty good. All right, last news story: moose rescued after fall into Idaho basement. This is from Ketchum, Idaho, which I think is up in northern Idaho.
Henry, while it was falling.
It says,
in the arms of the angel.
You can sing for us, Jacob?
I don't know.
Are you in choir with Henry?
Yeah.
You know, what? No, I'm thinking of a different animal. But if this is a horse, then you know what their favorite game is? Horse.
Okay, that doesn't work at all.
A basketball.
Have you ever seen a moose?
Yes.
Like in real life? So a moose is really, they're really big. They're really black. They're huge. I have seen them actually when I've been hiking in the mountains. They're really, really big. And this moose in Ketchum, Idaho, here, I'll just read the article. It says, authorities say a female moose is safe after she fell through an unlatched window into the basement of an Idaho home. The Idaho Mountain Express reports that the moose spent about 3 hours in the Haley basement early Sunday morning. Law enforcement officers and those from the Idaho Department of Fish and Game tried to shoo the moose upstairs. Beginning about 2:30 a.m., a Fish and Game officer arrived at Twin Falls, Idaho at about 5:30 a.m. and shot the moose with a tranquilizer dart. Homeowner Julie Emmerich says eight officers carried the approximately 600-pound animal up the stairs. Emmerich says the moose got up and ran off about 15 minutes later. She says the basement room suffered little damage and called the moose the most polite, gracious beast. So this moose, I guess there were like windows that were latched, and it just, there was a whole bunch of snow, and so it just fell through the windows into their basement.
Hey, Henry.
Can you imagine having a moose fall into your house?
That'd be crazy. What?
You know what? So you remember Haley? When did she change her last name to Haley? And when did she move to Idaho?
So,
Do you think maybe it was her basement that the moose fell into?
Haley,
so, you know,
I don't know.
So, you know why moose like playing Yahtzee? They're game animals.
It's just like we're outside. You can hear the crickets.
Okay, the cockroaches. That's a recording of actual crickets, though.
It is a recording of actual crickets that I recorded last summer.
Why didn't you just get a sound effect? House.
Is there a facepalm setting?
I tried to find a sound effect, but I thought that the crickets actually sounded better when I recorded them myself. So that would be crazy to have a moose in your house, and then they have to come and shoot it with a tranquilizer gun. 600-pound animal, that's a big animal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's one of the biggest animals that we have in North America. All right. So that is news.
Except for me.
Should we do some either or?
Spooky.
Oh yeah, either or.
Okay. So you all know how this works, right?
Yep.
I name two things. You tell me which one you think is the correct answer, and I tell you if you're right or wrong.
And just like the bucket versus box.
Yes.
I don't see how I got that one wrong still.
Well, you can argue about it.
Yeah.
But I will tell you whether you're right or wrong.
Yeah.
The first one is orange or purple?
Orange.
Seriously?
I'm colorblind.
Where are we going to get in this conversation?
You're not really colorblind.
Oh, come on. I'm color deficient, so.
Okay, orange
or
but
purple?
Orange.
I'm going to say purple.
Jacob and William. Henry. Orange is the correct answer.
Yeah.
For one thing, you can't eat a purple. But you can't eat an orange.
Well, plums are purple, but
someday
you can't call
like,
them purples.
I would like you boys to write me a poem about oranges where you rhyme something with orange.
Orange.
Orange. Orange rhymes with orange.
No, you Clorange. Can't do that, though. That's my point.
It's the word that you Syringe, can't rhyme
anything with. Syringe. You can rhyme orange.
You can rhyme a few things with purple.
You can rhyme schmorange with orange.
But it's also a hard word
purple,
to rhyme
with. Lurple.
Yes, but you can't
purple.
Rhyme anything with orange.
Purple. But orange is the correct answer.
No.
Why?
It just is.
Why?
The next one is...
Henry, deal with it, shades.
But I'm colorblind.
Milkshake or malt?
Milkshake.
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 No.
You were
no!
all wrong.
What
okay, but
malt?
No, you're wrong. We're all right.
A malt is better... Unfortunately, they don't have as many malts these days.
What are malts?
So a malt is just like a milkshake. A malt is just like a milkshake, but it has malt powder mixed in with it.
Okay,
seriously?
If you like milkshakes, go to Grubburger. They have one called the Kitchen Sink. It has chips, pretzels, actual coffee grinds, and a drizzle on top.
That sounds crazy.
Yeah, we don't drink coffee.
It's good.
But a malt, so malts have malt powder, and malt powder is really good. Do you know what malt powder tastes like?
Nope.
Yeah, I've had it before.
You know, like a Whopper?
Oh,
Whoppers
yeah.
Whoppers are malt flavor. They have malt on the inside of them.
Yeah.
That malt pit flavor, if you mix it in, it's really tasty.
Okay, but have you tried like all those crazy flavors?
The malts are just as good as milkshakes, but they have malt flavoring also, and that makes them better.
Have you tried all the different, I remember one time when like came out with them, like all the different flavors of Sonic milkshakes, and like they had the whipped cream and the cherry,
yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
That was... Those are all like really good. And there's even like a bacon flavor, like
milkshakes
a bacon
are
peanut
good.
Butter or something.
Malts are better.
Malts are not
They're
better.
Both really awesome, and if you eat them all the time, you'll get super fat.
I've never had a malt, but they sound good.
They are really good. You should try it sometime.
Well,
all right.
It's only good because there's chocolate around the malt, and that mixes really well.
Henry?
Next
okay,
either
I can't decide.
Hamster or gerbil?
hamster,
gerbil.
What's the difference again?
Gerbils are longer.
They're larger.
Yeah, gerbils are larger. I gerbil. Want hamster.
Gerbil. All
right, William and Henry.
Wait, I said hamster.
Jacob.
Henry, hamsters are crazy. Gerbil.
Oh, so dang!
It turns out that gerbils are less likely to bite you. They're more social.
What about guinea pigs?
If you have more than one hamster, the hamsters will try to... Well, they can... They'll pair with, like, one other hamster, but you get more than one hamster, they'll try to kill each other.
If it's plus, two males, they'll try and kill each other.
Hamsters bite.
Plus, gerbils the hamster song... Bang, bang. The hamster song is kind of the most annoying thing ever.
Wait, yeah. Okay, speaking of biting...
Gerbils are more chill. They're very similar-looking animal. They're just kind of little rodents.
What about guinea pigs?
Gerbils are just more chill.
Yep, chill.
Guinea pigs are pretty cool.
I had a guinea pig. It peed on my sister.
Of course it
did. Pets that are just, like, really chill are actually really underrated. Like,
is that a good thing or a bad thing?
That's a good thing.
We never fought before that, so I guess it's a good thing.
Maisie has Jacob's shoe.
How did she get how?
Who took my
I saw her pick it
who
up.
Who moved my shoes?
I saw Maisie, that's all the shoes. Oh, wait, I forgot that she can leave up on here. She probably would like this.
Hey, guys, come back over.
Here. Let's put them right.
Come back over.
Yep. Maisie, oh,
this podcast is sponsored by Clorox.
Maisie was
minerals for a pure, fresh taste.
All right.
Wait, what?
So, gerbils are better than hamsters, it turns out. I actually had to research that one a little bit because I wasn't 100% sure what the difference was.
Well, that's pretty cool. All
right. Yep. Next one. Cornflakes or Rice Krispies?
Is that even a question?
Rice Krispies.
Rice Krispies.
Straight up.
You're all correct. And the main reason is?
They taste better. Treats.
Rice Krispie treats. You're right, Henry.
Plus, you can like scoop sugar on them.
They do snap, crackle, and pop, but they're also, it's just Rice Krispie treats. I mean,
I tried making Rice Krispie treats.
You could probably make cornflake treats, but they wouldn't be as good.
Yeah, I tried making Rice Krispie treats with Emma, but she ruined them by putting sprinkles on.
Sprinkles on them? That might be good.
They tasted horrible.
The sprinkles didn't taste good?
No.
Sprinkles don't really taste like anything. That's the thing about sprinkles.
They just make it more sugary. It was a bit too sugary then.
Oh, too sugary. Then. You know, one time I thought, you know what would be awesome? So Rice Krispie treats sound good. And they are good. And I thought, you know what would be even better is if you used Cocoa Krispies or Fruity Pebbles.
Oh my gosh.
It turns out they're way too sweet. Because the Rice Krispie treats. The Rice Krispies aren't really sweet at all. So you add the marshmallow in and they taste good.
Yeah.
Cocoa Pebbles and Fruity Pebbles, they're just way too sweet if you
Rice Krispies are kind of a different type of sweet. Like they're sweet in the same way that like Great Grains is sweet with like the dates. They're kind of like naturally sweet, like without sugar.
Yeah.
Natural like if you ever had dates, they're like technically not sweet, but they're like kind of their own type of sweet.
Well, I've never had a date. So.
Or like Frosted Flakes.
Never been on a date.
No, like the. I hope not.
You just dab at. You did this.
No, I did.
You kind of dabbed.
You just did the pointing. No. Did you do the guns or just the pointing? All right.
Just tilt your head.
Next either or is.
Tilt your head.
Doorbell or door knocker?
What's a doorbell? Oh, wait, are those little bell like rings?
So many settings.
Door knocker.
William.
Yes.
Jacob and Henry.
What?
Okay, yeah. If they are, if people are
especially if it's
speaking.
One of those big door knockers, it goes clonk, clonk, clonk.
Plus they're in.
Like
they're,
if you're gonna go.
To a mansion.
To a mansion or a haunted house.
They're in every horror.
Big old haunted house.
Yeah.
Go clonk, clonk, clonk.
They're in every
what
horror
What about
movie
the labyrinth
ever?
When those door when those door knockers
Mom has
talk.
An opinion.
I have an opinion. The thing about door knockers versus doorbells is doorbells never, ever, ever turn into the the ghost of Jacob Marley.
But what about in the labyrinth, the door knockers talk?
Do you guys know about the ghost of Jacob Marley?
No.
But I like his name.
Scrooge.
Yeah, it's a good name, Jacob.
At the very beginning of A Christmas Carol, the story about Scrooge,
he has
like his old business partner.
Yeah.
And that's the first ghost he sees is the ghost of Jacob Marley, and he's in chains. But he sees him like... When he goes to open his door, he sees him as the door knocker. Okay, so just as we were finishing up either or, the batteries ran out on our digital recorder. So actually a few days ago, I finally managed to procure some donuts from Hertz Donuts. So we're going to have a treat yourself based on everything, a dozen donuts that I brought home from Hertz Donuts, and we'll do that now. Okay, so this is a very special edition of Treat Yourself. This is the Hertz Donut Treat Yourself.
Wait, I thought it was Taste Yourself.
Nope, it's Treat Yourself.
Three words for you. Treat yourself.
Treat yourself.
Treat yourself.
So today, I went to the doctor. I actually left work early so I could go to the doctor because I've had this cough for about a month and had to talk to the doctor about the cough. And after I went to the doctor, probably because, I don't know, maybe all my life after I've gone to the doctor, I've thought, I deserve a treat. I went to the Hertz Donut Company, which is a new donut store that just opened up in our hometown. There's only a few of them. There's maybe like six of them across the country, but there was one that opened up in our hometown. Of course, it's based on that old kid's joke. You want a Hertz donut?
Oh, boy, sure.
And if someone says yes, then you punch him in the arm. Like many kids' jokes, it's based on cruelty.
And you say, it hurts,
donut. But the Hertz Donut Company, so this opened up about maybe a week and a half ago. And ever since it's opened 24 hours a day. And ever since it's opened, there's been a line that's at least an hour long. So I went there maybe at like 5:30 in the afternoon. No, I went there, I guess it was about 4:45, and I waited over an hour. I finally got my donuts around 6 o'clock. But they have crazy donuts. They're like big donuts that have all kinds of weird stuff on them. So we're going to try some of these. We're not going to do them individually like we usually do for Treat Yourself, because I got a dozen donuts, and that would just take too long. Mm-hmm. But looking at the donuts, we have, there's a Fruit Loops donut that has Fruit Loops on it. There is a worm dirt donut that has, it looks like dirt and a gummy worm. There is a lemonade donut that has frosting and lemonade sprinkles.
Ooh.
There's a cookies and cream one that has bits of Oreo. Ooh. There is a Butterfinger one that has bits of Butterfinger. There's a Tang one that has Tang powder on it.
Wow.
We already tried earlier a peanut butter and jelly one. What else is there here?
Oh, God. I think that's it.
So what we're going to do is everyone just grab a donut. Tell us what one you're eating. Try not to chew into the mic. And tell us what you think of it. My guess is that most all of these will be delicious.
Really? I think they're all going to be disgusting.
I would be surprised if any of these are gross, but you never know. Maybe some of them are gross. So Phoebe is reaching for a lemonade donut.
Yes.
Let's do that.
Yeah, we're all getting lemonade.
I want to try the Tang one.
Okay.
You give me a piece of the Tang donut.
You should get a different one.
The lemonade is pretty good.
Tastes yeah?
Like lemonade on top. It tastes like lemonade mix.
Tastes like lemon powder or lemonade powder. Like,
when I was little, I would actually like go to the big cans of lemonade and like just eat it by the spoonful because I liked it. So it reminds me of that.
It reminds me of a couple weeks ago when you made that like for family evening, you made that like cake that had like the coating that was kind of lemony. What's that called?
The King Arthur flour one. I think that was called lemon cake.
Lemon bliss cake, I think it was called.
Yeah. From it's King Arthur though. Flour.
Yeah.
I like the tangy punch. The kick of
the
sour.
Tang one isn't super tangy. It was good though. Just like a frosted donut.
You can't taste the tang?
It was tasty. It was delicious. But I didn't really taste the tang all that much.
What is this one over here? Is it Twix?
That one, I think, is called like Mud Tracks or something like that.
I'm going to try it.
Wait, is this one tang?
I know this one is supposed to be, there's one here that's supposed to be cinnamon, sugar, and caramel.
I'm going to try the Oreo one.
Cinnamon, sugar, caramel. I'm going for it.
Wait, this is Oreo, right?
The cinnamon sugar caramel one is really good.
Hey, Dad, this is Oreo,
It is definitely...
Yes, it's cookies and cream.
Delicious.
Oh,
okay.
This one that I'm trying that I don't know what it is awesome. It's like it's a chocolate cake donut, and it has some kind of candy bar crumbs on it.
It's like Mud Tracks or something like that.
Is it? I can't tell what it is.
Basically, what we're doing all here is stuffing our faces full of donuts.
Yeah, I had to cut all of these into fifths so we can all try each of them. So
the Butterfinger is really good. I like it. It's very butterfingery, very donuty.
And she had another yum.
Cookies and cream is really good. I always really like chocolate cake donuts.
Are most of these cake donuts?
I think they are mostly cake donuts. None of them seem to be raised donuts. They seemed like they're all cake donuts.
Was the peanut butter and jelly one a cake donut? I think it was.
Yeah, they were all cake donuts.
I thought that it was not a cake donut.
No, they were. We haven't had any not cake donuts.
Yeah, cake donuts are really good. I love cake donuts.
Okay, I need to. We're just reminding you
to visit our sponsor, Hertz Donuts, for providing all the. It's not our
sponsor. If only.
I wish they were our sponsor. If they were a sponsor, I wouldn't have had to wait over an hour in line to get these.
Hertz Donut. It hurts. Donut.
I don't know. I kind of wish they weren't cake donuts, though.
I'm going to try.
It's just all very sweet.
Oh, can you cut off a piece of the Fruit Loops?
Did you hold the mic for me?
No, the Fruit Loops one doesn't look like a cake donut.
What are these called, Phoebe? What's this?
Butterfinger.
Butterfinger. No, the Butterfinger one's good.
Mom, try this Fruit Loop one. I don't think it's a cake donut.
Is it a raised donut?
Oh, I think it is raised. And I swear the peanut butter and jelly one was also raised.
Maybe it was. Maybe you're right.
Oh, that's a lot of frosting.
Can someone cut off the chocolate one with gummy worms in it?
So the Fruit Loops one actually has Fruit Loops all over it. It's kind of crazy. That's what makes these donuts crazy is they've got all kinds of just stuff sticking to them.
So you wanted a Fruit Loop one?
Can someone cut off the...
I don't know if I can eat much more.
Can someone cut off the dirt or like the dirt looking one with gummy worms in it? Reminds me of that dirt cake they had when I was four that like it had like chocolate on and like Oreos crushed in gummy worms in it. It was so good. And gummy worms had a really good chew to it.
Oh, this isn't done all the way.
It's doughy.
There's dough in the Fruit Loop one.
School cafeteria pizzas.
Yeah, you were just saying today you thought there was a string of cheese and it ended up being
dough. They're disgusting. Don't eat in school cafeteria. They don't sponsor us.
So are we going to say that the Fruit Loop donut ones are gross?
They should be so good, but it's under... Dad feels it's under dad. It's doughy in the middle.
Oh, by the way, we're also...
Give me a little piece and I'll
try it. The outside is good.
Fruit Loops is also our sponsor. Just follow your nose for the smell that's magically delicious.
Oh my gosh, we should totally have sponsors, but no, we don't. These are our unpaid opinions,
guys. Snap, Crackle, Pop.
Rice Krispies.
Snap, Crackle, Pop. Raisin Bran.
Oh, God.
That doesn't even make any sense.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, you're right. The Fruit Loop donut is not done all the way.
It's gooey, like dough in the middle. It's not good.
Some of the donut staff at this new store needs to learn how to fully cook their donut.
Yeah. Eat Raisin Bran or we'll snap, crackle, pop your arm off.
Okay, here's the dirt and worm one. Here you go.
Thank you.
It's a cake donut again.
I'm so disappointed the cake donuts are all good. Fruit Loops one. It's so doughy. What?
You know, the outer edge is done and it's pretty good.
Okay. The chocolate one's good. It tastes like,
though, Dad and I were talking about this. And instead of like the big things like Fruit Loops and cocoa puffs, I think it would be better, honestly, and like the texture would be better if it was like
Fruity Pebbles
or Cocoa Krispies.
So one thing that bothered me a little bit when I was at the store and I was looking at the donuts in the case, there were donuts that said Cocoa Krispies, but they had Cocoa Puffs on them.
Mm. Weird.
It was like seeing wrong grammar. It just kind of bumped me because I looked at it and went, those aren't Cocoa Krispies, they're Cocoa Puffs.
I'm honestly so triggered.
Krispies would be great.
And so put off by this donut because I literally spent all of lunch trying to make my way through a disgusting pizza that was like a thing of dough. And it's just like I'm getting flashbacks. It's not a fun time.
Triggered, huh?
Enjoy my lunch.
The
post-traumatic stress.
The dirt and worms one. The chocolate tastes like the chocolate on those like glazed chocolate donuts.
I don't think anyone is going to feel sorry for us for our donut complaints.
No. Okay, so this one with the sprinkles that's supposed to be like an animal cracker cookie thing, like frosted animal cookies. The thing about animal cookies that makes them so good, the sprinkles, yes, and the icing, yes. And they got the sprinkles and the icing right, but the cake donut on the inside... is a spice, like there's spice in it. It's not just plain
I gotta try vanilla. This.
It came with the frosted animal cracker.
Hold my earrings.
Okay, the lemonade one is really good.
The lemonade one is the same donut on the inside as the animal cracker one, though. And it's good with the lemonade, the little bit of like nutmeg in there.
Yeah.
That's good with the lemonade. I think it messes with, like, I would love for
it's
this
not
to.
Bad. I like it. It's just a plain cake donut.
It's a cake donut, but it has. But it's not just vanilla. It's got a little bit of nutmeg in it. And that, to me, messes up.
No, I don't mind it.
I think it messes with your expectations of, like, if it's going to taste like an animal cookie.
You know, when Elizabeth...
I think people expect it to taste like a donut.
When Elizabeth...
I just want it to be plain like that, though, just straight sugar.
When Elizabeth worked at Krispy Kreme, she started to say that, like, donuts just seemed kind of meh to her. Can you imagine what that would be like?
Yes.
I kind of can, actually.
Yes. Donuts have gotten old for me.
I've worked enough food service jobs in my life to know that It when you're working around it all day, it doesn't sound good to you.
I will hopefully never, well, maybe I will, but I don't think I'll do a lot of work in food service jobs because I've got a pretty good piano teaching gig going. But when I started my early morning Bible study classes for my church every single morning, we had donuts a lot, and it kind of ruined them for me.
They're not a special thing anymore.
But they used to be, like, really special, and it was a really big deal when we got them. We'd get them every, like, probably once a month when we get donuts. And now they're like, eh.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so overall, would you recommend Hertz Donut?
Yes.
Yes.
But that's kind of like how, like, when we were on the cruise, we had soft serve, like, 50 times a day.
It does seem like it's a special occasion thing. Like, you wouldn't want to get Hertz Donuts, like, every week.
Yeah, do you know what is my favorite? Is the Butterfinger. And I don't even really like Butterfingers that much. But these are really good. There's kind of a peanut butter ice frosting on it.
Yeah, it's the Butterfinger is yummy. But
the peanut butter and jelly one was really good, too.
How could you not like Butterfingers? Those are like my favorite chocolate.
I used to hate them, and now I like them occasionally.
Where's the Butterfinger?
Right there.
Oh, thank you.
But yeah, they make a really good donut. Yummy. Yeah. Like crushed up on the outside, they're perfect for like a little crunchy donut. Topping. I think those are my favorite. What about you guys?
Oh, they are good. Mm-hmm. They've got a good frosting to go with it, too.
Yeah, the peanut butter kind of taste on there.
So definitely there's mixed results here. I tried to get one of like a whole bunch. There were several that I did not get any. They had a ton of different kinds there. But I tried to get one different one for each of the dozen.
I think there's only one that I didn't really like, and it was the Fruit Loops one.
Yeah.
It was just underdone.
If it was done better, that might have been good.
It was way underdone.
They shouldn't do that. That makes me sad. I'm very, like, upset about this.
So sad. So sad.
It's a tragedy.
I know they should be able to cook. They're great donut makers, but they should be able to cook them.
I know that all of our listeners, both of our listeners probably feel so sorry.
Hey, we have tens of listeners out there.
Tens. All the tens of listeners who listen to us are probably feeling really, really sorry for us because we are like stuck eating all these donuts. I feel like I'm getting diabetes.
I think it's about time for us to just go into a sugar coma and go to bed.
Yeah, I'm halfway there. I'm not in bed, but I'm in the coma.
Halfway there, living on a prayer.
Mom, diabetes, I don't know, is a true sign that you're living.
All right, so that is so. Treat yourself.
Type 2.
Three words for you. Treat yourself.
Treat yourself. Treat yourself.
Thanks, everybody. Okay, and that's our podcast. So thank you everyone for listening. If you are listening, let us know. You can tweet us at TTD Podcast on Twitter. You can find us at talktodadpodcast.com. That's our website where you can find all of our episodes. And you can download all of our old episodes. Of course, all of our most recent episodes are on iTunes. If you really want to help us out, one thing you can do is subscribe, rate, and review us. If you give us a 5-star review, that's very good for us because it means other people might be able to find out about our podcast, and it would be nice to have a good, big audience to interact with. We're not doing this for fame or fortune, but it would be fun to have a fun, active podcast audience. You can also find us on Instagram at Talk to Dad Podcast, at Facebook at Talk to Dad Podcast, and you can email us if you'd like to at talktodadpodcast@gmail.com. So thank you, everyone. This was a lot of fun, as always, and we will see you later. There's time for later, alligator.